Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I am joined by Katie Rose Nogales. She's one of our Fitfluential ambassadors, and those of you that are moms out there, this isn't just for moms alone, but particularly for moms in the audience, you're really going to enjoy this interview because Katie's passion is sharing how she, after having kids and with working a full-time job and dealing with, you know, the pressures of that and family, has been able to, in her words, really break boundaries and kind of defy stereotypes that I think apply to many moms who are trying to keep it all together, right? She is showing very well that you can fit in fitness and it doesn't have to be overwhelming and it certainly doesn't have to be unpleasant. We talk a lot about really some important topics on this show that we really didn't plan to, like, you know, how to set a good example for your kids, how to get your kids to be more active, how to be fully present with your kids, as well as, you know, how do you fit in fitness when you work a full-time job and you want to spend the time in the evenings when you get home from work with your family, not working out? How do you fit in fitness? How do you plan for that? How do you include diversity? We cover a lot of topics, and it really was a pleasure interviewing this lady, and I know you're going to enjoy this interview. So please sit back and enjoy this chat with Katie Rose Nogales. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I'm pleased to welcome Katie Rose Nogales. Did I say your last name correctly? You know I was so worried about it.
You're perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I love what we chatted about beforehand, what we're going to talk about today. So before I give that away, because I know a lot of moms out there will love to, they're going to be inspired by this chat and very motivated, which is what we love to do on the show. But Katie, the first time I have people on the show, and this is sometimes my favorite part, when I have folks on the show the first time, I always ask them, what's your fitness background? What's your fitness story? Like, when did you first start becoming interested in whether it was working out, fitness, or eating right, or maybe it was both of them? So when was that for you? Why was that for you? And when did you finally find your fitness or find your happy place?
No problem. Happy to answer. Basically, I grew up with two older brothers. So I was always kind of a tomboy growing up, and my father would always get me out doing the sports with the boys. And so I started at a very young age, probably in grade school, was just always physically active, playing all the sports, getting involved in the game. And I just liked it. It gave me an adrenaline rush. And I always had goals to shoot for. And I just loved being outdoors playing. So I would honestly say it started at a very young age just by how I was raised, and having two older brothers was huge in my favor for that. And to be honest, I mean, what happened as I got older, I noticed, wow, there's opportunities here. As I, you know, approached high school, and you can get scholarships and you can be involved in teams and all kinds of things like that. So that made me shoot even higher to continually stay active, and also gave me good time to bond with my father because he started me doing tennis when I was younger. So I was able to spend that time bonding with him. So that was, I would probably say that's how I got started doing that.
You know, it's interesting to me. I almost feel like there's two schools of folk. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but people like me, like I'm so not athletic. I love working out and fitness, and I wish I could be athletic. And my mom tried to get me involved. God bless her. She tried to get me involved in so many things. She thought I was musically inclined. I am not. She put me in flute lessons, in violin lessons, in piano lessons. For everybody listening, I don't know how to read notes. I don't know how I took all of those lessons and got by faking it. I am also tone deaf. You do not want to hear me sing. I would probably destroy your hearing and ruin it for you forever. She also thought that I would be, maybe after all that didn't stick, she's like, let's put Kelly on the volleyball team. And she encouraged me to try out for sports. And I just, I think I made it onto the team because they didn't have a lot of women trying out. So I got on the team, but I was always put way in the back and I was okay, like doing one thing, but you know, there was never any spikes to be had. I was surrounded by all these tall Amazon women and I'm just not athletically inclined at all. And there's people like you, and my sister was the same way. She ran track. I mean, you were an outdoorsy person, you got into athletics and you loved it. And I think that's awesome. I mean, I certainly, it breaks my heart when I see so many kids today that are so overweight at such a young age. And I know there's so many things, and we're going to talk about your kids and your role as a mom. And I'm curious on some of these issues, but you know, I know that today parents are so worried, you know, they want to protect their kids. They give them phones because they're worried about all the bad people. And I personally think the same stuff has been happening for years. We're just more aware of it. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't wear seatbelts. Half the people around us were smoking. We ate bad food. Our parents let us go outside and play, and they didn't know where we were. They just said, come home by dark. It's completely different now. And it just breaks my heart, though, to see, I more often will see kids that look sickly or ridiculously overweight, hunched over a smartphone instead of out playing. And I'm curious, you know, you're 34, so I'm 49. Mm-hmm. I grew up, you know, almost two decades before you, but do you see that with, you know, you've got kids that are your children's age. Do you see a lot of that they're not, you know, you were active and it was natural for you. Do you see a lot of their peers doing that, or do you see that it's a challenge and there's not enough of that?
Absolutely. I mean, the game changer for me, because I was a stay-at-home mom for some time because daycare was ridiculously expensive. So my husband and I were like, you know what, let's make it work on one paycheck. So I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. And so I would stay at home when they were younger. And I would go to parks every day, different parks, to keep myself stimulated. And the game changer for me was I would see every parent on their cell phone while their children played. And nobody was watching them. Hey, mom, look at this. And then the kids were talking to me because I was out there being active playing. And it just broke my heart because I was like, wow, like these children are seeing this modeled in their home as they're growing up. You know, the parents weren't active. They weren't involved. They weren't even saying good job. I mean, it broke my heart. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be, as I'm getting older, people sometimes let themselves go because life happens. And I was like, I'm not going to be that mom that's out of shape, that's slow, that's not going to be there for my kids. So like purposely, I'll leave my phone in the car. I don't want to miss that time. And I see how quickly we can get wrapped up into our technology. And then we have kids that are stuck on their phones at dinner time and this and that. So, I mean, just greatly in our neighborhood, we don't see kids playing anymore. So we're outside, no one's outside. It's just, it's sad, but it's so true how that's happening today.
Change starts somewhere, right? And the more that we get people, awareness is key, really. I just think that, I mean, I'm the biggest, you know, geek gadget whore out there. And I love my, you know, I just got my iPhone upgraded because I shattered the last one. And here we are recording a podcast. Half the people listening are going to be listening on their phones, you know, while they're working out. I'm obsessed with my new Apple iWatch, right? But on the other hand, I also have become aware of like limitations. And, you know, when I'm spending time with my man on the weekend, like I'm not sitting and looking at my phone as much. I post less on social and all of that. And back to what you said before about parents, I never thought about it that parents, you know, being at the park with their kids are sitting there looking on their phones. I have observed so much, and I think it's the saddest thing ever.
Yes.
When you go out to eat and you see, one time it was just a dad with his daughter and the entire time he was on the phone.
Yep.
And then his girlfriend showed up, she drew his attention and he put the phone down and starts talking to the girlfriend, and the little girl was just ignored the whole time. And I see time and time again at restaurants, kids hunched over looking at a phone and the parents are ignoring them. And I'm thinking like, what is going on in this world? I mean, I'm going to sound a little Oprah, but I think there's something to be said about that. When we were growing up, like when it was dinner time, you came to the table and my dad was like, there's no TV on. If the phone rings, he'd be like, we're eating. You know, there was no like kids having phones. It's just like, there has to be, because it's not just from a social perspective and a respect perspective that we should all be aware of, and parents with kids especially, looking at that and trying to spend more time together. But secondly, there are health issues from not getting enough activity. If your children are not getting enough activity, and then they're eating poorly, and then they're being overly exposed to technology, and it affects posture, it affects so many things. Yeah. And it sounds like you have a healthy relationship with your kids, but you're setting a good example. And I want to ask a question that I think will segue into what we're going to talk about, which is a lot of, you know, you feel very strongly about breaking boundaries and, you know, defying these stereotypes that are out there about moms that, you know, once you've had kids, it's all downhill from there, it's all over. And, you know, you're a beautiful woman who is active and fit, and you have a great relationship with your kids. My question for you here is, why do you think so many women that have kids, and I know that some people listening to this are going to get all angry and think I'm shaming, but I'm not. But there's a lot of women that when they have kids, they get an attitude where they think that this is a good attitude, but they're like, my kids come first. But what they do with my kids come first is they many times will dissolve their relationship with their significant other because they're like, you can wait. They stop taking care of themselves. They stop making themselves a priority because they think it's selfish. Why do you think that is? And does that permeate with a lot of the women that you potentially see in your life?
The way I look at it is when you have children or your spouse or your whatever relationship, people are always watching and they will model the behavior that they are seeing. Whether you want them to or not, people are always watching. And I just think it's so easy at times to have excuses. And I mean, sometimes it's hard to look at yourself in the mirror and say the honest truth. Just say, you know what, I don't work out, or I don't eat healthy because I don't want to, because it takes time to cook food, or you know, to go to the store and get the right things. And it's quick and easy to go buy something that's junky and not good for you. And I want to watch my favorite TV show and not spend time with my children or go outside and do this. It's so easy to make excuses. But I think once we get real with ourselves and you prioritize, like, okay, what are my top three things that are the most important to me or to my family? And when you actually, you know, sit down and actually be real with yourself, you can come up with your list and be like, okay, great. Like, it's important for me to spend time with my family, to get some me time in, because health is important. We want to be around and see our kids grow, obviously. And you want to not be tired at the park or going on a walk or a bike ride. I mean, when you put it in that perspective, our health is so important and it is so valuable. And it's truly something to invest in, because that is something we can't get back. I mean, you can record a Netflix show, it'll be there in a week, but I mean, your health every day is so important. And I think it's just about prioritizing and about figuring out realistically, okay, this is what I want to shoot for. Now, how can I actually do that? And I think a big thing is, you know, a lot of people try to overcomplicate it, and it's just take it day by day and keep it simple and just do something. And, you know, if you mess up, start over the next day. A lot of people, they get in that stigmatism like, oh, I messed up. You know, I can't do it. I'm not going to go back to it. And I just think that's so important that, you know, about that.
Do you think that, so I have several questions because, and I'm basing this on, we have a lot of moms in our Fitfluential community. A lot of moms write into us with questions they want to hear covered on the show. And I know that a lot of them have written in and said something to the effect of, you know, it just seems really vain for me to focus on my body or how I look when my kids are so much more important. And I can't make, the other thing I hear is that's one. And then another common one is, and obviously these women are writing in because they're not happy where they are. So they don't really, they might be saying, I feel this way, but they're looking for an answer, right? So let's provide answers from different perspectives. The second one is, we hear this a lot. I'm busy lugging my kids around all day. You know, apparently school buses situations are different than when I was growing up, because my mom would never take me anywhere. I had to like ride my bike or ride the bus. That was it. But I hear a lot that, you know, parents are taking their kids to this sporting activity or this or whatever. And they say, I don't, you know, it's kind of the age old excuse. I don't have time. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those two questions that potentially women might come to you with, I'm guessing, but that you hear a lot from women with kids?
Absolutely. Regarding time, I mean, time is so different for everyone. Everyone has busy schedules. Some people are morning people. I myself am not a morning person. I cannot do it. It's just something I've always struggled with, and I've accepted it. So something for me personally that I do is I work a full-time job, but when I come home, that's my family time. I don't want to sacrifice it. I don't want to go to the gym and give up that family time. So I make a point every lunch break, that is when I do my working out. So that way, because when I was a stay-at-home mom and I went back to work, I started feeling guilty because I used to spend all this time with my children. And then when they started going to school and I started working, I was like, wow, I truly have 2 to 3 hours a night now when I get home from work with dinner and all that. I was like, I need to still do fitness, but I don't want to give up that time. So I was like, realistically, I sat down, okay, how would I make this work? So I figured out lunch break. They're at school, husband's at work, I'm at work. This is something where I can take me time and not feel guilty. So for me personally, I'm able to do it on my lunch break and be able to do that and get it done and then still have family time later and not feel guilty for taking that family time.
You know, you make a really good point. And I think when I hear you talking, you seem to be somebody who's very self-aware. And sometimes that can be a term or a phrase that people hear and they're like, what the heck does that mean, self-aware? And being self-aware is, you know, when you hear Katie Rose say something like, hey, I'm making my priorities. She knows, she was able to look at her life and determine what's important. And quite frankly, I don't want to make this sound like it's easy because for a lot of us, myself included, there's a lot that I have shiny object syndrome, and everybody that knows me knows I want to do all the things all the time, all at once. And that means from a work perspective, from a working out perspective, cooking, cleaning, all of that stuff. And if I'm looking and I'm planning out my week, there are a lot of things that I want to do every day and I can't. So you have to be self-aware to go, okay, what is the most important? And gosh, I just did my schedule the other day. I had started adding a half an hour walk into my days because I thought it's a good way for me to get out of my office, get some vitamin D. I really enjoy walking. It's great for my legs. And I was adding that in, but then I started adding back in some HIIT training, some high intensity interval training first thing in the morning. And as I started looking at my schedule and trying to map it out and schedule my workouts, I realized like I can't do adding the 20 minutes of HIIT in the morning, doing a 30 minute walk in the middle of the day and doing yoga and doing weight training. I am going to be like spending my entire life on the HIIT train. And that's when you have a reality check. But ultimately what I'm driving back to is with Katie, she knew what was important. And for her, getting in that activity was important for her to set an example, but also to keep herself in great shape for everything that she wanted to do with her family and outside of the family. But she made it, you know, fit within her first priority, which is spending time with your family. Doesn't mean it's always easy, but you can do it. I'm sure there's sometimes on your lunch hour that you would love to be doing something else. And I'm going to ask you this, Katie Rose, because I'm fascinated by people that can work out on their lunch hour. You have, it sounds like a corporate job. So for people that work out or want to work out on their lunch hour, how do you do it? Do you pack a separate thing of clothes? Do you go to a gym? Do you shower? I mean, I'm always worried about how I can get something done and still come back to the office and not be in smelly, sweaty, gross clothes.
Exactly. That's the first thing you think of. Obviously, I do bring extra clothes because I don't know about you, but I just sweat like a crazy person. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I've always been that way. So I just kind of own it and prepare for it. But the main thing I would probably say, when I do work out on my lunch break, I can get bored very easily. So I don't do the same thing all the time. I'll either go running outside. There's a bridge by me, so I'll do bridge sprints because that's a good workout. I'll bring my sprints. Speed. Yes. And then I'll do a speed rope. I like doing variations of that. Then I'll go to the gym maybe and do weights or do an elliptical. I just always try to keep myself guessing, I want to say, or I'll even go on Pinterest and just look at 20 minute HIIT workouts. And then I'll kind of feel like that's my personal trainer preparing the workout for me. So I'll do that to keep myself mentally stimulated because you can get in that routine where it just feels like the grind and you don't feel inspired or motivated anymore. If you're like, oh, here we go, get to go do this again. So I kind of keep myself guessing and keep it exciting and fun. And then lots of baby wipes, obviously.
That's awesome. I never thought about that. I keep baby wipes in my car. I also keep a roll of paper towels because, you know, if you're on the go, and this goes for moms and singletons like me, inevitably you're going to have to go through a drive-through or get a Starbucks or whatever. And having that stuff to clean your hands in the car is great. But what a great idea for post-gym and also while you're at the gym. Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now. You brought up a good point about diversity. I think there's probably a lot of moms listening who, you know, maybe they're listening to this show or others and they're going, okay, you know, I can do this. And the big thing that I feel a lot of people don't realize is that getting fit or losing weight, it's not, you know, the way to get there, this is going to sound hokey. Mm-hmm. Fitness can be fun. Eating healthy, there's, I just had my lunch earlier. We're ordering meals from these, this Trifecta Systems company. I'm obsessed with them. And I made myself overnight oats, but I made it in the middle of the day because that's going to be my last meal. And I'm telling you, when I eat my foods, I love what I eat. And I have cheat meals and I have wine on the weekends. So a lot of people think getting fit is like, well, okay, I better, like you said, they think, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to have to get on the treadmill. They think it's all going to suck. What do you say? Because clearly, you know, there's so many things you can do for activity. Some of them you might not like. Like I didn't like the rower, but now I actually like it. But there's diversity to be had in both food and working out. And it can actually be something that you will ultimately find there's so much to choose from. It can be ridiculously fun and addicting.
Yes.
Do you think that that's what happens after you, if you have the right attitude? Or do you think a lot of people don't start because they think it's going to be punishment?
100% that, because everything starts in your mind. And if you wake up and go, oh, I have to go to work, this is going to be the most horrible day ever, guess what? You just set the tone for the day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so different. You get up, you're like, all right, I got another day. Let's do this. Let's bang it out. And personally with me, like, I like having a little trash talking with yourself and kind of pumping yourself up and getting the right playlist and being like, oh, I'm going to go kill it today at the gym. And just having that accountability, you know, posting it on Instagram, having people be like, yeah, you know, you're killing it over there. Even that feedback, that support, like Fitfluential offers, that is the whole meaning behind it. Like, you feel like you're not alone out there, you know, working out. You have other people rooting for you.
It's so true. I mean, I certainly believe that there is some crap that comes with all the fitness stuff and really any category, right? On social media. I mean, you can find some inappropriate, you know, examples and people that have photoshopped themselves so ridiculous. I mean, it's crazy. I use a filter occasionally, but I've never photoshopped. I don't even know how to Photoshop, but I just, like, my nightmare is, why would I want to make myself look so far beyond, like, 20 years younger than I am and skinnier than I am, so that when people meet me, they're it's like that bad realtor photo. You know, realtors are notorious for doing that, where they put photos of themselves 35 years ago, and then you meet them and you're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, you're 50 years older. I don't want that. I want to be online how I am in person. But there, one of the things that I think is fantastic about social, which of course is why I founded Fitfluential in the first place, there is a tremendous amount of amazing content. And both, I think I started tuning into blogs more for inspiration and then recipe ideas. And and this was like back in 2006, 2005, when, you know, forums were big. So it was a whole different internet. But there were, that's what I tuned in, because I was bored with, and there were really no, like, really good cookbooks out. Pinterest was not out back then. Mm-hmm. So that's, for me, what I found. But there's also that accountability. So yeah, you're going to be able to find, going to Pinterest, going to, of course, I'm going to self-promote, go to fitfluential.com. We've got tons of workouts from all of our ambassadors on there. Go to YouTube. I mean, my God, you can find so many workouts that you don't even need any equipment. You can be working out from home, even without a gym, without any equipment, and finding diversity forever. But the key for me, and I think for so many people, is the accountability. And people will see me. If I get to 5:30 at night and I haven't done my workout, and I go in and maybe I'm in my home office and I'm like, I'm not going to go to, you know, the gym right now because it's so crowded. I'm not going to go to my apartment complex gym because it's going to be crowded. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work out at home, and I'll go in my bedroom, which is where all my stuff is. Mm-hmm. And I lay down on the floor because I usually am trying to convince myself to not take a nap. Mm-hmm. And I'll Instagram and I'll go, I don't feel like doing this, guys. And once I feel like I'm on that little platform and people are looking at me to be, lead by example, I don't care if it's three people. I will do it because I told other people. Is that how you use social media for accountability? Do you think that that accountability in that way helps as well?
Oh, that's huge. Like, especially when I became a mom, like I had the pooch, I had the tummy, I still have it and I rock it. But I mean, I went on Instagram and I was like, you know what, I'm going to make this all about fitness. So I started my Instagram account just for fitness. And I started following people that I saw working out and just had healthy lifestyles. And I would see their feeds. And I was like, wow, this is encouraging. I want to do what they're doing. So then I started documenting my journey and progress. And I mean, that to me just keeps me inspired daily. It's 100% about fitness. And I mean, that is huge. If I didn't have that, you know, the times when you, like you were just saying, you feel like you don't want to do it. But then when someone's like, hey, how is that going? You know, whatever you're shooting for, people ask you about it. You're like, mm-hmm. That's right. I'm doing this. And you know, people are cheering you on. So you keep doing it.
It absolutely is. And I've always told people, and I still say this, you know, whether it's starting your own blog or just maybe starting with an Instagram, you know, I mean, Instagram, it has become fantastic. And with Instagram stories, and you know, in general, I would say that the fitness community, I tend to find that most people are so passionate about changing their life and their health, that if you reach out and you ask for connection or advice or tips, mm-hmm. everybody wants to help. I mean, that's why what I really have loved seeing in the course of Fitfluential, you know, I started the company in 2011. It's been so cool to watch so many of our bloggers who started off, this was their passion, but they had a full-time job and they did this on the side. And now they've started to love what they're doing so much that so many of them have gotten there. They've got cookbook deals. Some of them have gotten on TV shows. Is that the right? I think I used cotton. I didn't mean to say gotten. They have, they've been published. They're on television. They're doing great things. They have their own online business. And ultimately, you know what? That's good for them. But it's good for so many of us because it's a totally different way to interact and be inspired and learn when you can email somebody, when you can Instagram story and send them a direct message, and you know that it's a real person. It's a complete different experience than picking up Oxygen magazine and they're like, here's what this figure model eats for breakfast. And it's the same thing every month for the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Do all of you still eat egg whites and oatmeal for breakfast and do six meals a day and drink nothing but water and have one cheat meal a year? Really? I don't think so. Well, we went over and I want to, this was really cool. And I think, well, I don't think, I know, Katie Rose, you're so down to earth, but you're such a great example for so many moms, because I think you've clearly shown that you have a full-time job, you have kids, and you're fitting in fitness, and it's not this overwhelming, like, you know, martyr type of thing. And it doesn't have to be overwhelming. So I'd like you, in closing, two things. I want you to give maybe your top three tips. If a mom was to come to you and she lived where you are and she says, I don't have a home gym, I can't afford a gym membership, I really don't have any equipment and I'm totally intimidated, but I really want to take some first steps. What would you give her as far as tips for baby steps that you think could, you know, not be overwhelming, not make her feel like, crap, I can't do this? Mm-hmm. What would be your top three baby step tips for new moms that want to get started and have very limited resources, don't have a lot of equipment and can't get to a gym and can't afford a personal trainer? Because those are the top four things that we hear. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, when you're finished with that, tell people where they can find you online, because we are totally close to our time window. As usual, I always go over.
Absolutely. To be honest, when you're trying to get back into shape, I wasn't comfortable going to a gym. I didn't want people looking at me. I didn't want to see myself in the mirror, honestly. So I preferred to be hidden behind doors, as crazy as that sounds. I wanted to be I wanted to be dressed in comfortable apparel, and I would come up with, I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to be a fitness person for today. I'm going to do 50 sit-ups and 10 push-ups and this and that. And I would come up with my own routine. So I would suggest, come work out somewhere where you're comfortable, do it indoors, grab a set of free weights, have it light, put on some music, and just be your own fitness trainer. Or look at a YouTube video. Start small. And my thing is to do something every single day. And even if it's just going for a walk, I mean, just being active and making yourself self-aware that, you know what, I'm going to do something physically fit every single day for X amount of days. And like for me, when I had both of my children, I had a lot of weight to lose. So I came up with a 66-day challenge and I did a blog post about it. And I was like, I'm going to be fit, doing fitness consecutively for 66 days, no days off, nothing. And I wrote about it, documented it, and I was able to do that. And it was so much fun to do that journey. So I would recommend, get a goal, start something and write about it, take pictures, document your journey, because you're going to inspire yourself, your family, and others. So I would recommend doing that. And as for places that I could be reached, I have a blog that I've been doing for 9 years, and that's about my faith. All about my faith walk. And I'm very real and open and raw with that. I don't hold anything back. Katie-KatieRoseBlogspot.com. And then the other thing that I'm into is my fitness. So that's my Instagram account. It's all about fitness. It's Katie Rose Trains. So those are my two things, faith and fitness, that I write about.
That's awesome. And I love that you did the 66-day journey challenge for yourself. I firmly believe in challenges. And sometimes there was a time period where, and I think it was a lot of people that went into Beachbody coaching. Nothing against that. Mm-hmm. I've pretty much bought every Beachbody workout on the planet, and I still do them. But there was just this time when everybody was like, I'm a Beachbody coach. And they thought Shakeology was the answer to everything. And it was really, some of them were really annoying. And you would always see these Beachbody challenges. And it was just, it was kind of like too much. You got to the place where if somebody friended you on Facebook that was a Beachbody, you're like, oh my God, no. And again, I love Beachbody. I actually enjoy Shakeology. I haven't had it in a while, but so nothing bad. But I think a lot of people used to have a bad association when they hear challenges. And I do my own challenges. Like, hey, here's my challenge to get back to flossing and adding one new habit every week. And that's my, and I do. And even if it's just me creating a challenge for myself and putting a time, it's almost like the gamification of fitness, and it makes it fun. So I want to follow up with you, Katie Rose, after the show, because I'd love for you to maybe write about your experience with your 66-day journey for Fitfluential and just share like why challenge, because I think a lot of people don't realize you can do a challenge yourself, like make up your own challenge and make it fun. Get your kids involved. That could be something fun, and have it be prizes. I buy stickers that I put in my food diary. Mm-hmm. Give myself a gold star every day when I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. There you go. Katie Rose, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show. We'd love to have you back. You have some great tips for moms. And for everybody listening, of course, everything we talked about today will be linked up in the show notes at fitfluentialradio.com. If you have any questions for us or for Katie that we can pass on, of course, we encourage you to go to her blog, find her on Instagram, follow her there and connect with her there. But you can email us podcast@fitfluentialradio.com. You can also use that email address if you would like to recommend anyone that we interview on the show. We are taking applications and we are greatly expanding our Fitfluential Radio network this year with new hosts on our show. So stay tuned, because we'll be making some of those announcements this summer. But hopefully, again, this show provided you with some inspiration and motivation. I know it did for me. And Katie Rose, you sound like somebody who just has her stuff together, for lack of a better term. You've really got it going on. You're very self-aware. You must be a great example for your kids. And for everybody tuning in, we will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace. Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.